chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. Coming out of the King James Version of God's Holy Word. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, into the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David. Let's just talk something this Sunday morning about a baby born in Bethlehem. Second child, ain't got no book. Ain't got no footprints. Ain't got no medallions. I think my name was just written in the Bible somewhere. It's that first child to get everything in it because you're just so excited that a child is coming into the house. Man, you get the number 4, 5, or 6. You better be happy if you get the tip of a chicken wing. Amen. Amen. Where the baby's at in the house? Where the baby's at in the house? The young, yeah, we ain't got yet. Just a memory. We have to take over because you didn't appreciate us when we first came. That's why we have to take over because you didn't appreciate us. We got to help coming on with the baby, baby, the baby, the baby child got to take over because we ain't got no picture book. No footprint stamp. Ain't nobody took a picture of us in the hospital. Nothing. Tell my therapist about it. But anyway, I didn't go back when the second child. Chose, really.
child hostage. You stop holding that boy hostage. You stop holding that parent. You don't even know hostage because you think they didn't raise that child right, but it takes two. You know, I'm not saying that, you know, one of those Christmas speech. Come back next week. There's something about the birth of a baby that makes everything beautiful again. And can you imagine? I sometimes go back and look through my phone to look at pictures of our babies and look at the books that we got. And because I'm a baby, because I'm a second, I make sure that Ian got a picture book. I go back and look through those picture books and just remind myself of their innocence. Before they knew what the Amazon Prime Christmas catalog looked like, before they could tell you what they were eating, what they thought they were not eating, amen. Before they started to not really talk back or look back, they had that overreaction. You just have to go back sometimes, amen. I don't care how old you are, go back and reminisce and remind yourself that life was just perfect. That even though it was tough, you didn't mind getting up at 3 o'clock and 5 o'clock. In the morning to feed them, because you knew that was you in God's creation. I remember sometimes, I think it's called colicky, and they would run, they were colicky, and I had to walk them for an hour around the house so they wouldn't cry. And I didn't mind because that was God's creation. That was my child and my daughter that I had to help raise because God sent them to me. There's something beautiful about the birth of a baby. Can you imagine? Being one of those wise men. Can you imagine being in that town of Bethlehem, around that city? Can you imagine being that innkeeper, that farmer who let them have their barn when night came and left? And the clock still said night. And that star was so bright that it illuminated the whole world. That star that followed these wise men from the east came, descended on a farmhouse. And that baby that was born to a mother by the name of Mary and his stepfather by the name of Joseph brought light into a dark world. One of the questions I've had to raise all week here as God has given me utterance is why God brought his prophet into the world as a baby. And yet, upon it. So, the majority of the prophets just show up. They become prophets late in life. We have no record of when Jeremiah was born. We have no record of when Hezekiah was born. We don't know nothing about Malachi. Just use him to get y'all's money. Then, y'all ain't Bible readers. History about any of the other prophets, and the reason why I call my Savior a prophet is because all the world religions still honor him as a prophet. They still recognize him as a prophet. We make the distinction in Christendom of recognizing him as God's Son and the only begotten of God's Son that was raised from the dead. That was makes our religion different. But all religions do consider him a prophet, just like a Jeremiah, just like a Hezekiah, just like a Malachi. But why did God sent his prophet as a baby? When I look over the 66 books of the Bible, when I thought about it, I thought, Abraham too. And Moses is not a prophet, but I'm going to include him in there. But that's not ministerial, a baby. John early as a baby. But here we meet Jesus in conception. We meet Jesus even when Mary said yes and amen to God. That's when the conception happened. We didn't need to hear the heartbeat. The beat was hardened right now. I say the beat was hardened, you know what I mean? The beat was hardened because maybe that's what it takes you, some beat to make your heart beat. And you've got to have your spirit in you, amen. You've got to have the spirit. That's why I asked the girl to come with that. That little girl started to call us the other day. Her mother, grandmother was on hospice. I said, call us. And she said, I'm tired. He said, she said it 6 months ago. I said, call us, let her go. I love what I'm saying. They're tired. They're ready to be Jesus. I said, I ain't got no beat. And it is selfish. I said, I don't need to be cold or awful. It's selfish of us to keep them from Jesus. When they say, I'm tired, they're ready to go home and meet their maker. And we, out there, our culture, we have to let Jesus happen. I just do that in there for free. So we meet him in conception, and then we meet him Jesus bring in this prophet as a baby. We honor him not as a grown man. The three reasons about it that you go early to be in puppets first. Now, everybody, this is a wonderful thing. Every time I mention that, everybody be in puppets, I just speak stuff and tell the manager I need 10%. But the one is legacy. Somebody say legacy. Now, he wanted to make sure that his son had a legacy and his prophet had a legacy. Again, unlike the other prophets, he just didn't descend on the earth. Now, unlike the other prophets, he just didn't decide one day he was going to add prophet or prophetess in front of his name. He wanted to make sure that he had a legacy, that he had a lineage that we could tie it and trace him all the way from birth to death. Now, I'm going to tell you, like a lot of y'all, all my mom and dad is best friends from high school. All of them were aunt so-and-so, uncle so-and-so. I ain't never seen them at the family reunion. They ain't on the shirt. But all of my parents' best friends, I don't know if there ain't any other witnesses in here, we call them aunt so-and-so and uncle so-and-so. Ain't on the tree. Ain't got no gifts, but they still did. But we call them aunt and uncle. And all these aunt and uncles right now, if you see them, if you come around me, if we in the presence together, will say, I have raised that boy. All of them will say, I helped raise that boy. Now, they say, I helped raise that boy, referring to me. Not that I need them to say that, but they say that to me and say that to others about me because on paper, I've been pretty successful. On paper, I've done pretty good. And on paper, it makes them look better because they claim they got a role in my memory. Now, if I was in jail, Now, he is born in Bethlehem, and at the let's just clear it. He is born in a manger in the town of Bethlehem. Let me go back and rewind and remind you again that even your accidents in life are God's providence. Some of y'all can't. You know, I say this all the time. Some of y'all can't believe y'all still in Columbia, South Carolina. Some of y'all thought this would be temporary if you're not born, raised, and stuck here like I am. Some of y'all jobs you thought would be temporary. Even some of y'all relationships you hoped or thought would be temporary. Even if you get in a car accident, if it wasn't your fault, you get a good check, that was, hey, that was God's providence. Even with things that we think ain't supposed to happen in our life, can't figure out how that happened in our life, God has got a reason for them. And when you look back over your life, you can see something that you don't know how it happened, you don't know why it happened, but you have been blessed. Help me, somebody. Because it happened, and I always tell people, say, oh, they were in the wrong place at the wrong time. No! Sometimes you might think you're in the wrong place, but God has got you right. Somebody can be a witness and right where you need to be. Sometimes God's got you so good, but He's just hiding you and protecting you. I'm trying to tell you, somebody's got the correct while I'm talking, but you're in the right place at the right time. If you're here in church and you ain't in your car, so ain't you. I can't get no help on that. He said something. Trace him back to his rearing. He's got a location. We know where he was born and why he was born in that dirty barn. We know he was born in a dirty barn to help clean up our dirtiness. So he was pure and perfect, clean as a whistle. And he didn't understand dirt, so he had to come around dirt. He had to come around sheep, and he had to come around cows. He had to come around born on animals to become the lamb. Slain from the foundation of the world. But as I said before, He came to bring us love. There's nothing more loving than the birth of a baby child. As I said before, there's some of us who've been in some situations where that conception, based upon our cognition and reality, probably would have wanted it. There's some of us who the Bible made a mistake. But let's be honest, a whole lot of us have done the same things. They have done. You know, we think about it, all of our friends who got pregnant in college and who failed out in college, you know, we parted the same way they parted. We did the same things they did. But why did God favor us? How do we condemn those? How do we condemn teenagers and condemn unwed mothers who have done the same thing? Same thing. But you don't have child support, and you want to condemn them and scandalize them and talk bad about them and have to send your child a maid so nobody know. We know. We're wrong for that, y'all. We're wrong for that. So just admit that God had His hand on you. And then the other thing, you have to admit, even though they are a sinner, you're not sin too. But then, even in the midst of sin, God has brought in a blessing. Now, let me tell you something. God don't bless you in your sins. God don't give a baby as a promotion for your sins. God don't even give that baby as an excuse for your sins. And really, the baby for you who might have conceived in sin ain't for you. That baby is to change the people who had a negative perception. That baby might be for your mother who's still mad as hell at you. That baby might be for the parents who don't get along. That baby might even be for the father who had anger management problems. That bad boyfriend you should never have messed with. Your mama told you not to mess with, but you still did it anyhow. And he got mad anger management problems until he rocks that little baby. And I know for to be honest, maybe as a single mother. But there's some men who had to raise that child by themselves. There's some women who have walked out on them. There's some women who have not been wives. There's some women who have left their husbands holding the bag. He let everybody come on. The rest of people got to come.
to their fields, glorifying and praising God for the great things which they had seen. Says that the shepherds left, glorifying and praising God for the great things which they had seen. The Bible says heard and seen. See, the shepherds probably had a low self-esteem then. The shepherds probably didn't realize and recognize why would they even invite them. They didn't come dressed up in their finest church clothes. They didn't come dressed up like the wise men came dressed up. You've seen all the magi, you've seen all of the pictures of them. They look half of them like kings and royalty. And here these shepherds came in their outside play clothes, still smelling like sheep. But they too got to witness the birth of the Savior. You don't hear nothing about the wise men leaving south because they thought it was old to them. Because of who they were in line. But the shepherds who were lowly, meek, and minor, they kept praising God for everything they had heard and seen. I wonder if there's anyone who has a shepherd spirit in them that just can just thank God and can worship God and glorify God for everything you have heard and seen.
Take God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. And Merry Christmas.